here's what's happening in Westlake. So there's a piece of property that's literally on the town or city limits.
But it's still inside Westlake,
it's in
right?
Westlake. For many years, decades, it has been zoned for industrial use.
That was known to everybody.
Correct. Just across the boundary into Keller, they had property that many years ago was also zoned industrial, but many years ago they zoned it for residential. And so people started building beautiful homes right up against this piece of property that Westlake still has as industrial use. And now Westlake says, okay, it's zoned properly. A data center wants to go here, so a data center is going here.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're at one of our favorite places.
We're in the office, the second office.
If only this were our office.
The annex.
Things wouldn't be quite that bad, but my turkey gel would be a little bit fuller, I think, probably, of all the beer here. We're at Manhattan Project Beer Company on the west side of the Dallas skyline.
We haven't been here in a little bit,
no,
considering it's our second office.
I've been trying to get you out forever, and you're like, no, let's just do this episode inside.
That is never me advocating for being at work, by the way. Anybody who knows me knows better than that.
But we're back out on the road,
and you know what I love?
We could not be happier.
Is that not only are we back here again, but we have Teresa Woodard back with us.
One of our favorite guests.
You know that we're like your number one and number two fans.
Well, back at ya.
We could just do a
right
podcast on this.
I know. And I know what I'm here to talk about, but I know what I would rather talk about.
Well, let's go.
Let's talk about what you'd rather talk about. Is it the same thing I wish we'd talk about?
Dolly.
Yeah.
This is still very fresh to all of us.
As we're recording this, it is the day after we got just the gut punch news that we lost this treasure. And, you know, it is worth talking about, I think, in a political podcast, because we talked about this offline just a little bit, Teresa. I cannot think of anyone else in recent memory or extended memory who was so beloved by every corner, every bit of the spectrum.
Totally.
Just adored this woman. Now, I'm sure that there's somebody out there who says, I wasn't a fan or I didn't like that she did this or that. But by and large, just beloved all the way across.
The last thing that America had that seemed to unite the great majority of people was
everybody
just the
claimed
goodness
her.
Of Dolly.
Every group claimed her for you know this reason or that reason.
And she was very political too, but she did it real softly and in the background. And that's what's so fascinating about her. Yeah. She's this great performer. She could unite people, but she still was this huge advocate for women's rights.
Oh, totally.
Oh, absolutely.
And just the way that she, and you, I mean, you're a native Tennessean.
Yeah.
I was in Tennessee for 5 years as a reporter in Knoxville, which was, you know, 30 minutes from her hometown.
And Dollywood.
And Dollywood. Yeah. You got it. Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, Sevierville. Yeah. the footprint that she will always have there is just beyond anybody's imagination. But, y'all, she impacted people around the world. Yeah. I mean, sending books, giving money. She has just changed, in my opinion, she's changed the world for
the
better.
No, I absolutely agree. And what a loss. I mean, I think all of us, my grandmother, my mother.
Totally.
I remember as a kid, they were, you know, constantly listening to her, watching her stuff on, you know, TV and so forth. And it's like you lose that whole thread of your life.
I know. I was thinking about this. I'm like, I'm a Gen X girl from Texas, raised on country music. Like, Dolly is in my
DNA. She is that. Yeah.
Dolly is in my DNA. So
there's a push
tough
right
loss.
Now to rename the Nashville International Airport after her.
I can't imagine anybody's going to stand up and oppose it.
And a buddy of mine who's been on this podcast, Barrett Lindbergh. Since he posted this publicly, I'll share this tweet. He said, yes, and in a final nod to Dolly's sense of humor, we all know she had one, the airport code should be
DDD.
And she would appreciate that.
With laughter over
so
that.
She might be a little bit mad that she didn't come up with it first.
Yeah. Triple D.
She may have come up with it first, though.
So that's, I don't know if Nashville would consider that. Knoxville definitely should consider that.
Yeah, totally.
But that is a huge loss for all of us.
Dolly is missed.
You know?
Totally.
Did you guys ever hear the podcast? I listened to it during during COVID.
Dolly Parton's America?
Yes. Did you? Yeah. It's like a what, six-part
series? I've
never
listened
Are
to
you
it,
kidding
but now
me?
I'm going to. I'm going to download it and listen to it now.
You will be hooked.
Yeah.
This, I mean, it's one of those things you listen to, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Especially with someone like yourself who's knows the area, knows this person.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it is a fantastic.
She is just this treasured piece of Americana. One of one. Everybody says, you know, one of a kind. There'll never be another like her. Jane Fonda, I think, said she's never met anyone like her in her whole life.
Amazing how someone who looked like her could be so authentic and genuine and real. And that's, but that was who she was, you know.
Yeah.
She always said, I know who I am on the inside.
Yeah, and just had the guts and the business know-how. I don't know what y'all were doing when you were in your 20s. But I've read some of these articles since she passed that I wasn't aware of, like Elvis wanting the half of the rights to her biggest money-making song. And in her 20s, she's figuring out that, nah, I'm going to hang on to those rights, and I'm going to make a lot of money off of them one day.
And
she
did.
And you know what song that is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I? I read the article.
Just making sure.
And I know anyway.
What is it?
I'll Always Love You, which was then recorded by Whitney Houston, which just knocked it out of the park and made her tons of money. But she would have missed out on some of that if she hadn't been so shrewd and able at such a young age.
Right.
To have that vision, that, like I said, I don't know what y'all were doing in your 20s, but I'm still not that together in any decade of my life.
What were you doing in your 20s?
A lot of things that probably weren't nearly as good.
We got time. Go ahead.
No, we don't have time because now we've got to shift to the other reason here.
What are we having today here?
Well, otherwise, I would. What are you having? That
I'm
looks
having,
very large,
this
whatever
is
it is.
This the Gold Flash. It's a honey lager. I haven't had this before.
It's a big Gold Flash.
It's an easy one to drink. I figure if I'm in your company, I need something easy because the conversation is going to be hard
and
enough
and something
here.
Large.
And I guess maybe in honor of Dolly, but sort of in honor of our topic as well. Is this the
peacekeeper?
I was going to say peacemaker. Peacekeeper.
Yeah. Same thing, though. Yeah.
And that is so apropos for you, Teresa.
It is. And it's such a great through line with the podcast we're doing today and the special podcast that we just did in remembrance.
Yeah.
Daryl, the producer here, is having the Oktoberfest, which it's a tad bit early for that in August.
He's wishing cooler temperatures upon us.
Well, I hope that,
trying to manifest.
I hope that you're able to manifest that for all of us. And I am having a cappuccino because I am...
You're on drugs right now.
I am on drugs. I am hopped up on...
You're on over-the-counters.
Hard stuff.
Yeah.
Ibuprofen,
and tell our listeners why, because you had another John McEnroe moment on the pickleball court,
actually,
right?
No, I did not have a John McEnroe. I had a... I guess I could have a John McEnroe later in life moment where you're still trying really hard, but, you know, you
is
might
the racket
injure
salvageable at all?
It's a paddle in pickleball, first of all.
Is it salvageable?
It is salvageable. I have not destroyed a paddle or a racket in some years now because I destroyed a very expensive one time.
And Kathy said no more, right?
No, I said no more. I actually wanted to cry the minute it crumpled, and I stood there and looked at it in disbelief, even though I had been the one to slam it to the court.
You're like my 10-year-old, bro.
And that day, what does that say? And that day, I promised myself, I will never hit the court with a racket again. And so I've told you this before, I think. I graduated after that to where I would get the racket and throw it at the fence and let it gently fall down. And then one day I thought, if I could do that, I can eventually just not do any of this. And then I stopped doing it altogether.
Thankfully, we have the peacekeeper here with us.
Yeah, so it was a racket injury. It was between tennis and pickleball, and then also some ill-advised advanced yoga moves that I just went too far with.
Well, we wish you a speedy recovery.
I needed the relaxation of that yoga, though, because I'm not throwing rackets anymore.
So we're sitting
at make up for it somewhere.
Yeah, right. So we're sitting at Yolitics World Headquarters the other day. Teresa walks by and says, listen, I did this great story.
This
about
is a podcast.
This is this episode. About two of the most affluent cities in North Texas fighting over something. And can you believe what it is? They're fighting over a data center. One city wants it. The other's like, are you kidding me? It's too close to us.
And I think the way that Teresa put it to us is this is rich versus richer.
Totally.
Going against it. Actually, I guess we could even say reliably this is richer versus richest, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's out here? What's going on?
Yeah, so we're talking about the town of Westlake. Westlake's actually a town.
Yes, don't call it a city.
And the city of Keller. And by most accounts, Westlake is the richest town in Texas. Keller, by many studies, is among the top 10 richest cities in Texas. As one woman told me, she lives in Keller, and she said, "We're just millionaires, they're multimillionaires." So,
such a good way of putting it.
I know, right?
But so the big fight, though, is over the thing we've seen so many fights over, which is
But this is a different angle on it. This is completely different.
And I would bet you, and this is the reason we're talking about this, that this is going to get even more attention than it has already gotten because it's wealthy cities and towns talking about it this time.
Yeah, and I think, you know, data centers is simply something all across the country that people are just trying to figure out. What do we do about this? I mean, I think everybody understands the concept and the idea and potentially the need, but everybody's like, I don't want that thing near me.
Yeah, everybody's still using it, AI,
but they don't want it near them. Concerns about pollution and noise and
water use
and the power grid and all of those things. So it's very understandable that all across the country, you know, antenna are up. You're like, wait a minute, do I want that near me?
All valid thoughts.
Yeah. Here's what's happening in Westlake. So there's a piece of property that's literally on the town or city limits.
But it's still inside Westlake.
It's in Westlake. For many years, decades, it has been zoned for industrial use.
That was known to everybody.
Correct. Just across the boundary into Keller, they had property that many years ago was also zoned industrial, but many years ago they zoned it for residential. And so people started building beautiful homes right up against this piece of property that Westlake still has as industrial use. And now Westlake says, okay, it's zoned properly. A data center wants to go here, so a data center is going here.
And it's a biggie, as they all are, a 1.1 million square foot data center.
Yes.
Talk about the measurements here that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Westlake, maybe even in Westlake, there might be some people who are against this.
There are, yeah.
Because there are homes nearby, but not nearly as nearby as the homes that are in Keller.
And that's, I think, at the end of the day, probably the one thing that's got Keller folks upset the most. This is proposed to be about 500 feet from some of the backyards in Keller.
That's close.
And it would be more than 3,000 feet from homes in Westlake.
So a half mile away, a little bit more than a half mile away.
So, you know,
500 feet is close when it's your house.
Versus 3,000.
Yeah.
That's, I think, the hangup for a lot of folks.
We're going to hear from both mayors here in just a moment that you spoke with recently, but here's one thing that strikes me. They both had this. Is this divided by road or anything, or is this just a...
No.
Okay, so there's no road dividing it.
It's actually, the property used to be Ross Perot's ranch or land. And
this is in Tarrant County.
Yes.
Northern Tarrant, yeah.
And it is... There is no road that divides anything. It's just the property...
It's invisible
abuts.
Line.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So they both had... Both the town and the city had this zone for industrial separately. And then
back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s. And Keller says, you know what? Let's change this to residential. Mm-hmm. Let's put this on the tax rolls. We'll make some cash off this. Who wouldn't, right? Before we hear from the mayors here, I'm curious, did they regret doing that? Because they know what's on the other side of that invisible line and what could come there at any time.
Full disclosure, I have not had a chance to ask the Keller mayor that question. Keller's mayor spoke from a city council meeting, and so we can bring you those comments.
Yeah.
Y'all, this is now getting tight. They're headed to court. Yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of legal stuff that's going on right now. And so they've been a little bit careful about what exactly they want to say, because as of this recording, a lawsuit has not yet been filed by the city of Keller against the city of Westlake.
Anytime,
it could come
depending.
Any moment. They are ready. They have passed a resolution saying this will happen.
But Keller has filed asked for a TRO, temporary restraining order.
An HOA asked for a TRO.
An HOA.
And I realize I'm bringing in a lot of letters there.
There's a lot of letters.
A homeowners association in Keller,
which is
asked for and received,
right?
Just one, asked for and received a temporary restraining order from a judge that prevented the city of Westlake from actually voting on the development agreement for this data center.
But they still went forward with that meeting, you know, talking about the development.
Yeah.
You were at that meeting.
It was
packed house, as we've seen with so many of these data center meetings.
Yeah.
It's
been absolute just chaos for a lot of these meetings. I've covered one or two, and you feel really bad for people because this is, you know, they see this as, oh my gosh, my home, which is for most of us the biggest investment we will ever make.
Yeah.
You see it as if, okay, not only are you going to be close to my property, but also are you taking my property value down with it?
Correct.
You know, so this fires people up. They're emotional. They're worried about their property values. They're worried about their neighborhood. They're worried about their kids' elementary school that's around the corner. So anyway, this creates so much drama and so much emotion in these council meetings. And yes, I was at one in Westlake when they just got word about the temporary restraining order. So they ended up not taking the vote, but they did listen to, I don't know, a couple of hours of public comment.
Before we get to the actual sound from the mayors here, at that meeting, though, you noticed, I mean, at all of these meetings, especially on such a hot issue, you've got police presence, and you're sitting there looking around, and you see these Keller police officers at this Westlake council meeting.
Such an interesting layer to all of this. So, you know, we've talked about them being remarkably affluent, but Keller and Westlake are also besties. I mean, you know, they are very amicable. They're friendly. They work together all of the time. Keller's police force covers the town of Westlake.
Okay.
So that's another layer. Think about the fact that Keller provides a police force for Westlake, and now Keller is poised to sue Westlake. Like, what are we doing here? The drama, you know,
that's
the city government drama is so fascinating.
Are the votes in Westlake to approve this agreement?
So I believe the answer is 100% yes.
Okay.
My understanding is that they feel as if, their interpretation is, they cannot say no to this because the land is zoned to approve this. So it's one of those deals. It's like, it fits the use, so we can't say no, or we face legal ramifications if we turn this thing down.
And like so many, I believe we're going to hear in a moment here, the mayor of the town of Westlake is saying, listen, state lawmakers, governor, give us some guidance on this.
You got it.
You guys are really big into, you know, knocking down local control. Give us some guidance on what to do, because Dallas has the same situation where they have a lot of areas that are zoned for industrial, or I think, I can't think of the other category it is, but data centers can go in those same places. So set us up here with the mayor we're about to hear.
Absolutely. So we talked about the meeting that I was covering, and it was contentious, it was loud, it was rowdy. Mm. And about 24 hours after that rowdy meeting, I wasn't sure if the mayor of Westlake would be willing to sit down and talk with me, but he was. And so we sat down. When you hear us referring to last night, we're referring to the meeting that had just happened. So take a listen. You're going to hear several questions from me. You're going to hear a lot of interesting and candid responses from Westlake Mayor Kim Graves. Last night, a lot of people said, you're not being a good neighbor. What does it feel like when you hear that from people who do live just across the city limits?
Terrible. I mean, I just, there's no other words for it. And I said in my opening comments, I feel bad for the situation. But this issue is really around, does the town of Westlake have a right for economic development the way we see fit within our own borders? And if you listen to my statement last night, that's what it's about. I think the data center at this point is secondary. My feeling is, no matter what we put in that area, it would cause disruption. So not good. I mean, it's a tough situation for all, but I so feel for the Keller residents, but I wish they would have been a little more responsible on some of their rezoning.
Let's talk about that. I know some of your comments were talking about how Keller were the ones who decided to rezone for residential.
Which is well within the right. And I don't want to say that it's not, but there's unintended consequences when you take a piece of land that was industrial commercial, you change that next to another town that's industrial commercial that you knew at some point in time, and we've been very consistent last three administrations, that's the beginning of the Alliance Corridor. So it's just a terrible situation, but should we be penalized for our economic development for decisions they made, you know, years ago?
So do you feel like Keller's to blame for all
no,
of this?
No. I think it is it's an unfortunate situation. And, you know, listen, let's talk about data centers specific now. In my heart, I feel, and dealing with Powerhouse, we can mitigate all the issues of data centers. Okay, so whether it's electrical, the water issue we talked about, the pollution, you know, with the generators, we have screens on the generators. Generators will run, you know, 10 minutes every 30 days for testing. We have screens to get out some of the pollutants. The one that has bothered me the whole time is the noise and the humming. And if you were there last night, you heard some of the testimony or the report from Powerhouse. We have, if you know Westlake, we have very strict standards. I mean, look around. Our noise ordinances, everything are very strict. And, you know, Councilman Yakira says, I want continuous monitoring on this so we know. So it's just not point in time. So I do feel everything we're being told, we can mitigate these issues. But we have to have help from the governor, because it's putting us all in a really bad situation when he says, and I mean this with all due respect, we're not going to allow a data center by a residential area. What does that mean, 200 feet or 2 miles? What does that mean? And we probably won't get answers for a while. You know, there was a temporary restraining order. I will tell you, Westlake followed all of the rules, all of the laws, all of the proper notification, everything we were supposed to do. It's just an unpopular decision.
Thoughts on Keller considering legal action against you guys?
Well, that's their choice. They passed a resolution against another city that is interesting. They have no jurisdiction, just like I can't go tell Keller what to do. There's misinformation about who knew what when, and I don't want to get into all that. We were good neighbors. Again, I covered that, and you know, we had a December 2024 meeting. We feel like we've done everything right. That's well within their right. I'm not an attorney, but I question their jurisdiction.
Do you feel badly that it's come to this, that there is city
you
against?
You can't imagine.
City, yeah, against
I mean, it is. Keller has been a great neighbor. The previous mayor, Armin Mazzani, is a good friend of mine. It is a bad situation for all of us. We use the Keller Police Force. Chief Fortune and his team do an outstanding job. I mean, I know those guys well. It's very unfortunate. And we just need some help. We need some guidance, right? And that's we hope to get.
From the state.
From the state. Tell us. Give us the rules that we can be a responsible developer in our town.
And of course, a legislative session wouldn't start until January. Yeah. It could be May before we have an actual rule to follow, and then maybe September before it's implemented, potentially next year. Can this wait a year?
Well, that's going to be up to others, right? All we wanted to do last night, and I think the majority of people don't understand, we were trying to pass the development agreement, which is a legal binding document. And I even asked the developer, or kind of stated to him, you understand, if you violate any of these things in this agreement, you will get a letter, we will fine you, and then we'll get an injunction to shut you down. Do you understand that, sir? He goes, yes, we do. So that development agreement is really important to put teeth around these things. So we think we're doing everything right. It's not going to be, look, you know, nationally, data centers are, it's just the worst thing ever. And, you know, and I said it last night, Mayor Maddie Parker, who I think highly of, her quote, this is future economy, national security. We have to have data centers, but nobody wants them near them. That's the thing.
To be a good neighbor, would you consider pressing pause until you have better clarity from the state?
That's where we're in a bind. We have, the land was sold. Push it north. That land was sold. Hillwood sold the land to Powerhouse. Land was sold. It's not monopoly board. It's not fungible to move it around. At this point, because it was land use by right, going back to 1998, and then again in 2005 when we affirmed not only the data center, but a movie production studio potentially that we were negotiating with. If we stop now, we will have legal consequences with the developer. We're in a great situation.
Do you regret anything?
No, I don't. Listen, this is, we knew this. The Keller mayor, the current Keller mayor, sent me a text during the announcement. He goes, you blindsided us. We don't appreciate that. And I was like, how did you want us to handle it? Should you have known before our residents? You can go back, you can look at the meetings we had in 25 when our planning and zoning passed this. There was nothing secretive. We did all the proper notifications, but everybody's coming out of the woodwork and reading things different. And it's just our world anymore, right? The courts are running everything in our world right now. And we're gonna be compliant. We're gonna follow the governor's orders. But right now, if this temporary restraining order gets moved, we will proceed to pass the development agreement that is a legally binding document that's gonna have strict safeguards for our residents, for our neighbors, for everybody.
If the TRO stays in place for a while, do you worry that there could be legal ramifications from the developer to you guys?
No.
Or are you protected as that TRO is in place?
What you expect us to do? No. And look, Powerhouses has been a great company. Hillwood has been so good to Westlake over the years. And, I don't know how much you know about Westlake. We're a town of 2,000. Our daytime population is 23,000 because of Fidelity, Deloitte, Charles Schwab. We have Goosehead Insurance. Mike Bowman, Century 21, we just got to move here. We have fabulous businesses here. And if you look around, everything we do is in my opinion, world class. And that's what we'll continue to do.
Final thing for you. I know one of the points of contention from these residents is it's 500 feet from us, but it's 3,000 feet from Westlake residents. Your response on that? Why is it so much closer to Keller neighborhoods than Westlake neighborhoods?
Well, because you go back to 1998, it was a piece of land that we determined would be our commercial industrial land. And again, I know you're from here or you've been around. You look at what's happened to the Alliance Corridor over the last 20 years. That's kind of the beginning of the Alliance Corridor that has done such wonderful things for North Texas, but that wasn't done on purpose. That was done planning 3 decades ago.
All right. Anything I didn't ask you that you wanted to say?
We're gonna follow the rules and laws, and we'll see where this falls out. But again, this is getting beyond data center and what municipalities have the ability to do for economic development despite their neighbors. Not that we want to be a bad neighbor, but this is a substantial thing to us financially. And as I mentioned to you, we're one of the two cities in the state that run a school, Westlake Academy. That school gets zero property tax dollars from Westlake Academy. We fund it through the town of Westlake, through the per student allocation by the state of Texas, and then by generous donations by our parents. It's one of the top schools in the state. So we are an affluent community, but we don't have money falling from the skies for our school and for our town. And we need to continue to develop, not only for Westlake, but for North Texas overall.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Do we know where this data center will be pulling, like water, electricity? Where will they put it?
Well, they're putting in a substation. Encore's putting in a substation. And, you know, again, all that is going to be subject to the governor. And make sure we cannot do anything to affect the grid and pull down the grid. And we're hoping that the substation gets set up, they expand the grid, and the substation would actually provide additional capacity for this region from the grid. The water, again, listen, the water, nobody likes hearing this, the water use is the same as a corporate campus. The problem with these discussions is you say, $100 million gallons of water. Like, oh my God, well, that's what a Corpus campus takes, or it's what a golf course uses. And the other thing is, this data center will bring in the water, it will cool the data center, the water will be flushed back in clean and put back in the general population through the water system. So we feel good about all of the safeguards we have around the four big issues of data centers. Just the amount of misinformation out there is alarming. And with all due respect to the people that have brought up comments and things online, I'm sure there are bad players in the data center where it's noisy, where they've raised utility prices, but there's other studies that say utility prices actually go down, water actually goes down, and things like that. So for every one of this, there's a that, and I wish we could just start having factual conversations and information around this stuff. But it's hard. It's emotional. It's people's homes. We understand.
And then my only last question is when you talked about how like they're going to take the water in and bring it back out, and y'all had to ask them about like testing and like, you know, security measures for your town and even Keller.
Yes.
Will there, on their part or the city's part, test the water that's coming out that's going to enter back into the public?
What's the water? TRA? I should know this. It's the water system from where we get our water from Fort Worth. They will do all that. In our press, they're going to do it applicable to all, you know, federal regulations.
Okay, so that was the mayor of Westlake, the
town of
Westlake.
He calls it a tough situation. Yeah, he says it's a tough situation, right?
And I think it's interesting that he's saying, we're not blaming Keller. So, right. You know, they're still trying to, you know, mend that fence that's between them there.
Keep
even
your
though,
cops here, you know?
Yeah, keep your police force here, please. But this is so contentious, and yet they're still trying to be, you know, quote-unquote nice about it. The other thing that stands out to me is, you know, what you said last before we went to that interview, and that is that they're asking for guidance from the top of Texas government. This has been going on for months and months and months now. We've even heard Republicans saying, hey, it's time to, you know, we can't put this off for another special or another legislative session. We need a special session to deal with this because these things have popped up everywhere. They're still coming, and we don't have clear guidance on this. The governor, of course, has, you know, taken a much tougher stance on data centers than what we saw from him even late last year when he was cheering the developments here in Texas and wanted to make Texas the, you know, sort of data center AI powerhouse. And now he's really pulled back on that. And it's not surprising.
He's requiring audits of all the new projects.
Right.
You know, audits to make sure that
they
don't consume.
Yeah, I think people question the teeth of all of that.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, and part of the reason they question it is we're in an election season.
And he's in an unusually tight race. And these are Republican voters that are, you know, calling on off, raising the flag on these issues here.
And if you look at polls, polls say that, you know, people, you know, are you know, very much against, you know, the majorities of people, depending on what poll you're looking at, are against these developments. Mm-hmm. And so he's in a tight spot, you know, right before an election. And I'm just curious, are they going to get any sort of guidance or relief that they're asking for here as this thing is, you know, right in front of them? Like, do we go forward? Do we not?
No.
Yeah.
Get your magic eight ball out here, Teresa.
I mean, I don't even have to go to the magic eight ball.
I can
just
answer
tell you,
that question.
No, they are not going to get the guidance that they want. And Mayor Graves is well aware of that. I mean, you know, you heard me ask him when I said, can this wait a year? And he doesn't believe it can because he believes that they will be on the hook, as I mentioned. He thinks they will be sued by the data center developers if they press pause on this.
Mm-hmm. And so, we've seen that before in other places.
Yeah. So, but he's not mincing words. And he, you know, clearly you heard him say, with all due respect, but they need answers. They're not going to get them. I mean, we all know that Governor Abbott is not going to come out and say, here's exactly how cities and counties need to do this to move forward until after the November election.
The state doesn't know. I mean, the lawmakers don't have an idea yet on where. There's no best practice in the country yet for this. So that's why Texas is like, let's, you know, get beyond the election and see where it stands and see if we can figure it out from there. So the HOA is the one that went to court asking for this temporary restraining order. But the mayor of Keller is also hot on this as well, right?
Yeah. And it was very interesting at that council meeting that the Mayor Graves and I were talking about. One elected official from Keller spoke and was very adamant in saying, you've done us wrong. So we are hearing from elected officials in Keller who are very upset and are ready. And as we record this, I've said it, they may not have filed their lawsuit yet, but I do anticipate that coming. The city of Keller is poised to file a lawsuit against the city of Westlake, and they are saying, we don't think you followed all the proper guidelines. We don't think you were transparent enough. We don't think you were open enough about this process. Westlake's mayor, you just heard him. No, we followed every guideline we were supposed to follow. But yes, this temporary restraining order that was granted to a homeowners association, I think the city of Keller is probably glad that that happened to let that process sort of, you know, play out and see, buy them some time and see, okay, you know, if this thing lasts for quite a while, which again, as we're talking, it's in limbo, but if this thing lasts for quite a while, then maybe we don't have to actually go forward with the lawsuit.
You know, that's an interesting thing that pops out to me just, you know, with the sheer politics of all of these things. It sounds very much like what we see in national politics, where you have an executive branch and a legislative branch that sort of punt on the really hard stuff a lot and just keep kind of pushing it down the road, down the road, down the road. And eventually it gets to the point where parties end up suing over something. And now it's up to the courts to decide what should happen with this. Yeah. And I think that's part of the reason, you know, and I've heard this from others before, too, that we see the politicization of courts and how people feel about the court system, because they're having to weigh in on these issues that haven't been decided by those other branches.
Yeah, and that's what the mayor of Westlake just said. He's talking about how courts are ruling everything now. Mm-hmm. And it is, you know, it's just a very delicate, difficult situation for everyone involved. And neither of these mayors want to be in this situation. Mm. You know, well, I can guarantee you that.
And so the argument, though, from the Keller side, if that's the argument that Keller goes through with and says, listen, you guys, Westlake, you didn't do this right. You didn't follow all your own protocol. Mm-hmm. You should have done X, Y, and Z. I'm thinking, if I'm Westlake and I want to avoid another lawsuit, go back and tighten it all up and pass it.
I think they think they already did.
Well, if that's if that's the case.
Yeah. And Keller's mayor, well, you're about to hear from him. I mean, like, he's made the point. This is what we believe a judge and or a jury will decide the merits.
Wow. Do you think, though, and this is a point that I made in the beginning, do you think that because we're talking about the wealthiest town in Texas versus one of the wealthiest towns in or cities in Texas, do you think that this gets flown higher up the flagpole in Austin? It's easy to not pay attention if you're talking about, you know, a county that's way out in the middle of nowhere and doesn't have a lot of clout, doesn't have the money, doesn't have, you know, potential donors with deep pockets, et cetera, et cetera, if you're in government. It's harder to ignore. We've seen it time and time again. It's harder for them to ignore when it's the moneyed folks.
I think you're right. I mean, influence
is that,
certainly,
am
you
I
know,
being
you can
cynical?
Buy influence.
Yeah.
But
you never.
I think I'll put it this way. I'm sure that there are people in Austin who are paying a little more attention because it's just intriguing. And you look at these very wealthy pockets of Texas that are fighting now. But it still doesn't mean they're going to weigh in on this until it's easier. They're not going to weigh in on this until after an election is passed.
Mm. Yeah, and take the temperature of the room then.
Yeah.
So Ross McMullen is the mayor of Keller.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you didn't speak directly one-on-one with him,
correct,
but he had a lot to say from the dais,
he
right?
He did, yeah. Let's take a listen. This was, funny enough, this was about an hour or less after I finished that conversation with the Westlake mayor. Keller was having a city council meeting, which is one of the reasons that we were just not able to sit down with Mayor McMullen from Keller. But this is what he said when he was addressing his constituents from the dais at a Keller city council meeting.
Some brief comments, because we don't take this action lightly. As it relates to the town of Westlake's proposed data center, we have now pursued every diplomatic avenue available to us. We raised our concerns, made reasonable and substantive requests, and formally asked Westlake to address the impacts this project could have on our community. Westlake is proposing a 1.1 million square foot data center just 506 feet from Keller's backyards. Yet despite our request to meet with Westlake leadership to discuss options for reducing this development's impact on our citizens, our concerns have not been meaningfully addressed. That is why we have unanimously voted this evening for the City of Keller to commence immediate legal action to protect the interests of the City of Keller and our residents regarding the proposed Westlake Data Center. We find no joy in this decision, but we are confident that exploring every legal avenue is in the best interests of the City of Keller and our residents. City councils are required by state law to conduct the public's business transparently and out in the open. However, after reviewing Westlake's process and procedures in connection with its proposed data center, we have serious concerns about whether the spirit and letter of applicable law have been followed. A judge or jury will ultimately determine the merits of our legal claims. So we will continue to stand alongside our residents and pursue every lawful avenue available to protect Keller and the quality of life our community has worked so hard to build. Thank you, and thank you, colleagues, for taking action tonight.
I would say there that those are serious words. Anytime I've said, I take no joy, anything that follows it is, we're talking about fight.
It's going down.
You're going back to your days of raising two girls, aren't you?
And of smashing rackets and paddles.
In grounding
Which was last night.
Take no joy in smashing this racket.
That is interesting, though. It takes no joy in it. But when it comes down to the courts, and you mentioned this a moment ago, there is no case law on this.
Not that we know of.
It's being developed right now, right?
I know, not
so
that we know of.
So I guess the argument would go back to whether it was zoned correctly, whether the town of Westlake...
Do they have standing? You know, does Keller have standing? Is there merit to what they're claiming? Because, you know, if you boil it all down, the question becomes... Does Westlake have the ability to do whatever the heck it wants to do with property within its city limits that are abiding by its guidelines? Mm-hmm. Like, if Westlake zoned this the way it wanted to zone it, and the developer absolutely follows all those guidelines, can't they do whatever they want? But then you have the other side of this coin that you're like, hold on a minute, you are 500 feet from our residents' backyards, and we don't think you followed the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. Mm-hmm. So I know you say that this is in your town limits, but this affects the people in the city.
You know
of
what? I feel like if I'm the HOA and I own a house there, I would have a better argument than, oh, you didn't follow the law here. Yeah. I mean, like, that's not the point. The point is you're going to, as you said, knock down my home value here.
Right.
I don't know what else is going to be coming out of the data center. Maybe it's going to take up our water. Maybe it'll cause a blackout. Maybe it'll keep my lights on.
Right.
Who knows? But I think the unknown should be the argument here.
Yeah, because that's what you would be arguing.
You can go clean up anything with council.
And that's what you would argue, too, if your neighbor right next door to you was doing something super hinky in their backyard. You wouldn't be like, I don't think you followed the law. You would go after, messing up my property value. You're bringing, you know, the whole neighborhood down, et cetera.
I think you would have standing if you did that. The standing would be the value of my property.
Yeah, and I would just tell my neighbor.
The question is, you know, you're outside the city limits.
I would tell my neighbor, I take no joy in this.
I told y'all this was intriguing.
It is a good one. I know. It's why we wanted to do this episode, Teresa.
It's good. I know.
And once again, it's another case of, you know, sort of almost, you know, legislation by courtroom, you know, legislation by lawsuit.
And legislation not keeping up with modern times, right? I mean, I'm not saying that we all should have known 3 years ago that data centers were going to create drama all across the country, but this is just another case. We can never make laws fast enough.
But that
and all of a sudden, then you're faced with this kind of stuff, and there is no law that can guide you through
that. That feeds into the arguments, though, including from prominent Republicans in this state, that we can't wait to January to start talking about this and then pass a law and then sign it into law and then maybe next fall be able to start enforcing that law.
That's the reality we're facing.
That this needs a special session.
But it will happen.
Yeah, it will happen that way.
And then the other, you know, elephant in the room here is President Trump saying Texas is making a mistake.
Yeah.
Trump's probably right.
He's saying that we're making a mistake because Governor Abbott is stopping these,
you know, putting audits on all these brand new projects.
Right.
And at the end of the day, you know, when we were talking earlier about, you know, you guys were having to struggle so hard covering a big story down in Austin when I was overseas one time, I was actually at NATO. And one of the things they were talking about at NATO was how AI and quantum computing is the next big get. And whoever gets there first is going to own everything.
And there's worry that China is
So much farther ahead than all of the West, including Europe and the U.S.
Yeah.
So I think Trump's point was, you know, we need these data centers to keep creating the best AI out there. And we are behind. The U.S. is behind.
The question is, where do we stick them?
Nobody wants it in their backyard.
Yeah.
And how do you if we are going to develop them, how do you just make sure that people, the environment, the water, the power grid is all protected? I mean, I think that there's bound to be a balance out there. Smarter people than me are going to figure it out.
But the balance may create new imbalances, too.
Well,
you know, you're seeing that the governor is saying, you got to provide your own power, this and that. And now you're seeing these plans go forward where, you know, I'm big data center guy.
And I
go, okay,
to do that.
I'm going
to
create my
Or at least I know how to make the audit look like I know how to do it.
Yeah, exactly. On paper, anyway, I can create my own big electric generation plant, which will, by the way, spew out the most CO2 of any money in the country. You know, I mean, then you find that new imbalance, and this just goes on and on and on.
Well, so right now we're waiting for the courts to, or the parties to decide how far they're going to take this in court.
Yeah.
The legislature's not going to do anything. The governor's not going to do anything until this thing gets hammered out after the election. We'll see who wins the elections. And we'll also see, I've asked multiple people in Congress, is there a federal role in regulating data centers? And Congressman Craig Goldman said, yeah, there may be, and we're just now starting to look at that.
Just now starting.
It moves slowly. Just now starting to look at it. But going back to what President Trump said, it's a national security issue.
Yeah.
It is a national security issue, but where do you place them?
One of the things I'm going to be looking for in these months ahead, since, you know, there will not be a lot of courage on the part of, you know, leaders in Texas, because this is the nature of things going into an election. They don't want to rock that boat too much. One of the things I'm looking for is, does that have an outsized impact on the election itself, though? You know, are there enough people who consider that a big enough issue to where they're going to place their vote depending on how they feel about that?
So, you know, it's a legitimate question.
There's strong feelings.
I bet that HOA
question.
Will.
I know,
people
right?
That HOA
right?
Totally
yeah.
will.
I mean,
a lot
I,
of strong
I do
feelings.
Think that's a very interesting thing to watch. I just think, you know, in Texas, when it all boils down to it, and when they walk into the booth in November, if they voted for Republicans for, you know, 50 years of their life,
yeah,
are they all of a sudden going to switch just because of a data center? I don't know. Maybe they will. I don't know the answer to that.
I think it depends on how far away from your house it's planned or has already been built. But I'm just curious to see that, and I hope that that's asked about in exit polling.
I agree.
It would be really interesting to know that, because you look at the polls going into this election, and I mean, the answer is very clear about how people feel. Just curious to see that.
That most recent poll from UT?
Yeah.
And it showed, I was trying to pull it up here, but it showed that the number one issue is... I'm thinking data centers, that's on my mind here, but it's inflation,
right.
The economy,
which,
higher prices.
Which tracks. Yeah.
And data centers still, though, tracks farther down with healthcare, which is like 4 or 5%, which these make a lot of news because people are rightfully concerned about the value of their property and the
health. And
people
are loud about it.
And people are loud about it. But yeah, will it move the needle? Oh, man, I don't know. Inflation's still the issue out there.
Absolutely.
Trade war going on right now. I mean, come
absolutely.
On.
You can't know, get past that. That's
right,
always
right.
at the top.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Teresa, as always, it's a pleasure to have you.
It was
I don't know
so
why we wait
back.
So long
I know.
In having you here.
I know.
We appreciate you being the peacekeeper among us.
Yeah,
I try.
You're
I try.
Definitely that.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we go out, another cheers, a final
oh,
cheers
God.
To Dolly.
Dolly.
Absolutely.
Live like Dolly.
What an angel. Thanks for watching and listening.